No song. We're not returning with a song. You don't want to do a song. Am I still banned from doing It's Coming Home from last year? Still banned. All right, those are the rules. Hi, everybody. It's the Week in the Tackle podcast, sort of. We're doing a little semi-Week in the Tackle podcast before a full throbbing Week in the Tackle returns next week for a brand new series, season, depending on your location, of a podcast that we do here with our friends at SiriusXM and SiriusXM FC. I'm Tom Rennie, the sort of semi-host of the show. And the other person with a pocket full of Mars bar, it is the legendary, played for everybody, American broadcaster and celebrity. You'll see him soon on Dancing on Ice. It is Mr. Brian Dunseth. Dunny, good to see you again, mate. You all right?
Rennie, I'm fantastic. By the way, I've played for more teams than the jerseys you have behind your head as of right now. It's still counting because you, my friend, are getting more free jerseys than anyone I ever met. But I digress. Listen, ask and you shall receive. The debacle returns. Week in the Tackle. We are back each and every week. We will be making fun of Tom Rennie. Tom Rennie will be making fun of us. We will be saying, sorry, Tim, multiple times and occasions throughout the course of each and every podcast. And most importantly, we'll be touching on all the fun subjects that happen each and every week, whether you're talking about Champions League, you're talking about Europa League, God forbid we ever talk about Conference League. But then we're talking Premier League and all the other leagues around the world. Maybe we'll touch on some MLS and some storylines over here as well. But it came home for Rennie this summer, and then he got Scamacca. I don't know if that's an upgrade, but he's got himself a confirmed case of Scamacca.
Yes, if you do get Scamacca, just have a nice warm bath. Have a nice warm bath and don't rub it directly. Funnily enough, I was listening. You were too professional there. I can tell you're not been working on this podcast very much. You're welcome. We saved it through the end of last season. But very much, I'm like the big Sam Allardyce. Well, actually, Matt Lawrence is Sam Allardyce now, I suppose, for this podcast. We'll work on it. So I was going back through some old episodes. And when we first started doing this show, one of our earlier shows, like maybe the sixth or seventh program we did, was about how depressing it was to lose to Italy when they robbed us in the men's European Championship final last year. Yeah. And we return with our second season of this program with England now women's European champion. That means that third season, when we get underway, is when England have won the World Cup. Is that how it works? That's the lineage of the program. And fourth season, don't go four seasons. Kevin Spacey gets sacked, I think, fourth season. Never go four seasons. Yeah. No one got storylines for four seasons. Do three seasons and end it. Game of Thrones rules.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It never ends correctly, right? It never ends. It just ends in disappointment. So
no.
Yeah, listen, there's a half window in here, right? Are we going to do the half window where we're going to say England shows up a little bit late in that Chiellini Saka grab? Now we're watching Chiellini out at LAFC almost dropping dimes from 40 yards out with Bonucci and Juve on the sideline. Or we're going to talk about It Came Home. Yes, the Lionesses. I don't even know if they like that anymore. I think we're changing that in real time.
They should like that. That whole thing about, Lionesses shouldn't be used. The Lionesses, sorry, Tim, do the fucking hunting. They're much better than the Lions. I'd want to be a lioness. The Lions do nothing. They lounge around all day. They stroke their manes in packs of lions, right? Packs. You have one male lion and all the lionesses who do the work, right? And the lion's only job is like stud, biological stud. If there was IVF for lions, there'd be no reason for lions because they'd all be lionesses. So this bull sorry, Tim, debate about like get rid of lionesses. No, it's much cooler to be a lioness. I'd love to be a lioness. It sounds so much better. So no, I'm not letting your woke brigade get lionesses. I'm not allowing it. I'm not allowing the people that think woke is a bad thing or a good thing to have it because it's just a good thing and doesn't belong in this binary world in which we live. It belongs in the realm of happiness where England can score a goal in extra time, a shonky, useless, pathetic corner tap-in, and then we Dunseth our way to victory for the next 11 minutes. Like I thought about you the entirety of goal until win because one throw-in took 26 seconds. Lucy Bronze gets the Dunsethery of the Week award for being a house.
Sorry, Tim. I loved every single second of it. And what a main argument you put in there. See, main? No, anyways, so we got halfway through, though. We got the World Cup in Qatar. What a disaster this is. How the stupidity of hosting this World Cup in Qatar, ruining the schedule for everybody, giving effectively every international manager probably 8 to 10 days to prepare for this World Cup. The Fyre Festival, which is going to be in Qatar because there is no rooms and no place to stay. And here's $1,000 a night tent 45 minutes away from any stadium. It's going to be incredible. And so maybe the United States does a decent job, gets out of the group stage, maybe gets into the knockout round, acceptable for the youngest team to qualify in this World Cup. But still, I don't even know who the favorites are. So whether it's Erik ten Hag, whether it's Moisaya, whether it's Antonio Conte's Lego helmet, or it's Mikel Arteta and all or nothing, I choose nothing, but all or nothing availability, we'll find out.
I love how you think we cannot talk about Conference League. You know West Ham are in it, right? We're the Conference League representative. So like last year was full Europa League chat the entire way through. We're definitely doing Conference League. Okay. Conference League suddenly feels very important to me.
Yeah.
Feels very important and relevant and well thought out. And so that's going to be, I mean, if you haven't heard the show before, right? We're just going to pick a few things that we think are interesting. So if you don't think Conference League is interesting, this might not be the program for you. Because it's coming up, is what I'm saying. So we're going to do that. So you might, there are other shows that will just do, you know, oh, what's Ronaldo doing? You know, that's fine. And that's interesting.
That's but your league.
But this particular program, I'm just going to talk about the things that I think are interesting and that I care about. And Dunny's going to do the same thing. And that may well mean we miss your favorite topic or that something that the world is talking about. But also, there's a lot of podcasts out there and you've got to have your differences. And we've got two key differences. Number one, we only talk about things we're interested in. And number two, Tim lets us say
sorry, Tim. Hey, by the way, if you want coverage of SK Braun in the midst of Conference League, well, you're going to get it because there's a chance West Ham will be somewhere in the Norwegian territories to take on an artificial football pitch to take on whatever the Norwegian, it's not Allsvenskan. Allsvenskan is Swedish. Whatever the league is called nowadays up in Norway, maybe we'll get an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer reference at some point. But listen, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. We are going to make fun of people. We're going to make fun of ourselves. We're going to say, sorry, Tim, over and over. And then we'll just have a blast with the way that Weekend at Tackle plays itself out this season.
And when are we doing it again? When does it happen? When's the show?
Let's start next Monday. Does that work?
Mondays. All right, we're going to try and do Mondays unless we get busy, in which case we'll do Tuesdays. And after that, no, we'll do Mondays. We'll be disciplined. Mondays, Weekend the Tackle, Brian Dunseth, Tom Rennie, Tim the Bleeper Horsey. We'll just see you there, folks, all right? Weekend the Tackle is part of the SiriusXM podcast network and is produced by Tim Horsey. The executive producer is Pete Corey. Sound design was by Joey DeFazio. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM FC's Program Director, Joe Tollison.
SiriusXM Podcasts.